Matt, what kind of a difference does Maurice Jones-Drew make for the Jaguars?
Maurice Jones-Drew, obviously, he's a phenomenal back for them. He's really been a workhorse for that offense and a player that is very explosive and dynamic. Talking about a guy that's extremely hard to tackle, extremely hard to make sure he's down. You know, there's a lot of times where it looks like you've got him wrapped up, you've got him contained, or he's down on the ground and he's really not, and he's still driving his legs and he's still breaking tackles and you know, squeaks through and turns a nothing play into a big play. So I think it's really important for us to have a high awareness, with a player like that when he's in the game. Just to, obviously, tackling is critical, and also in the in the essence that sometimes behind those offensive linemen, you know, he gets a little bit lost in there, and you got to try to find him when he's hitting those holes at 100 miles an hour, trying to get through really fast. So he obviously is a great player for him, but I mean, really. In all respects, they've done a great job with the backs that they've, been able to put in there, certainly with Jennings and Owens, just in keeping it rolling as far as, running the football and doing a good job of keeping the offense moving with the rushing game. So, he's definitely has a great dynamic for that offense.
Hey, Matt, we saw some of Pat Chung sort of later in the game on Sunday night. Bill mentioned, it wasn't performance-related or anything with Steve, and I don't think there's anything injury-related that we heard of. Just wondering what sort of different skills Steve and Pat bring. I know they're not necessarily one and the same player, but what dimensions do you have with one in the game versus the other?
Well, I think, all of our players certainly that are active for the game are ready to go at any time, and we will try to, get them all in there at all different times of the game to try to... whether it's a particular package or to, keep them fresh and active, certainly both are productive players for us and both do a great job in the back end. So it's not really, anything different for us to rotate people in and get them a chance, an opportunity to go play in the game and hopefully, try to help us win.
To build off that thought, in terms of Patrick Chung, what do you think how would you look at some of the strengths of his skill set? Like, what are some of the things that he does well as a player?
Well, I think, Patrick has done a great job for us in many different areas, whether it's, his coverage ability or his, ability to tackle or to adapt to different situations. He certainly has some good experience, played a lot of football for us, and has that side to bring to the game also. So it's really, it's a different array of things that he can do that help us in different situations and, allow us to be a little bit more multiple in different packages.
Matt, this Cecil Shorts is an interesting guy. I guess, I'll speak for myself. I mean, I hadn't heard much about him just because the Jaguars weren't exactly on my radar, but you look at what he's done recently, the production looks pretty good. What do you see from him in terms of the challenge that he presents this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, this is a very explosive player. This is a guy that is a big catch-and-run guy. Obviously, is growing within the system and becoming more dynamic for them. I mean, you just take a look at the Houston game, and you can take a look at the big play that he had there, which was a simple short route where he caught the ball, made a couple missed tackles, and then you could just see the explosiveness of him to get to the end zone. So this is definitely a guy that'll be someone we got to take a good look at and make sure we know where he's at all times. They do a good job of trying to get him in different spots, whether it's a matchup or a particular pattern they're looking for. But he's definitely a guy that can create a big play and someone that obviously is gaining trust with the quarterback and building that relationship there. A guy that'll go up and get the ball and catch it and be able to turn plays that maybe a shorter route on paper, but the application on the field turns into a bigger play than really what they thought.
Sure, absolutely. Looking at the offensive coordinators, Bob Gretkowski, is this sort of the Bengals background here that we're looking at in terms of offensive system? And if not specific to the Bengals, how would you sort of define, their offensive approach?
Sure. I mean, I think it's a combination, obviously, too, with the head coach, you know, Mike Mularkey, who has some, you know, familiarity with us as far as the different offenses he's been involved in. Pittsburgh, you know, for instance, obviously, being at Buffalo, you know, playing us there and with the Dolphins. So, I mean, this is a guy that has, you know, some pretty good knowledge of what we do. So a combination of those two together, really, you know, do an excellent job of number one, keeping the offense very balanced from a standpoint of running the ball and throwing the ball. They do a good job of understanding when they need to get the ball downfield to really, you know, push the vertical game and then also the controlled passing game, short game underneath and inside. So they do an excellent job with that. And then along with, obviously, the running game and using, you know, the fullback positions and the tight end position to, you know, create some good blocking angles. You know, they throw the extra offensive lineman in there, which is something that Cincinnati has done, you know, in the past. So that's a carryover from there. So there's really some elements of really kind of all those different offenses that we've seen over the year, the Pittsburgh system, you know, just Mularkey in general, what he does, the Cincinnati system. So, you know, it's a good mix. But, again, I think the biggest thing that they do a great job of is keeping it very balanced. So you're in a situation where you're not, you know, there's no real tips or tendencies as far as, you know, run or pass type situations. You know, they can hand the ball off and they can throw it. They can throw it short. They can throw it deep. They can get it to their go-to players when they have to. They, you know, do a good job of getting it to their tight ends, who obviously, you know, Lewis is a real good player for him, a very big target that the quarterback can get the ball up into. I mean, you know, guy's over 6'6", so 270 pounds. So that's a pretty big target moving through the middle of the field, and he's got good vertical speed. So they definitely, you know, they have some they create some problems, you know, in their skill set, along with, you know, keeping it balanced with the run game so that you can't just hone in on one particular facet, whether it's the, you know, the run or the pass. So I think they've done a good job of kind of mixing all the systems that they've been a part in and, you know, coming up with kind of what they're doing offensively, along with, you know, Henny stepping in and doing a good job of controlling the offense and running it from the quarterback standpoint with a little bit of experience and knowledge. He does a good job of getting in and out of some particular plays that he might see based on defensive looks or fronts, and trying to get the ball to the right guys that are open.